can get completely free from debt faster than you ever imagined without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee. You've got nothing to lose but your debt. So reach for your phone and pull yourself out of debt with this life-changing free information from Credit Associates. 1-800-900-1802. That's 1-800-900-1802.
Hi, Mark Goldstein here for Edwards Carpet. For our last holiday sale, we put together a great offer that slashed our margins, and it was so successful that the volume more than made up for it. If you missed out last time, here's your second chance. From right now till Sunday, July 9th, we're having our Independence Day sale. First, you'll get our all-inclusive pricing that includes carpet, pad, installation, the take-up and haul-away of your old carpet, and the moving of your furniture, starting at just $2.99 a square foot. We're also offering special pricing on the newest thermal plastic backed carpets and the newest waterproof floors. Then we make it even more affordable by giving you 12 months interest-free financing, and then you'll pay no tax. So long story short, super low all-inclusive sale prices, 12 months interest-free money, and no tax. Even if you're just considering new flooring, this is the opportunity to take advantage of. Look for our ad in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch or visit us at edwardscarpet.com. And happy Independence Day to the greatest country on earth.
Come on down to Edwards.
Congratulations to one of the best run St. Louis companies in the region. Of course, I'm talking about R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And when it comes right down to it, when you need a porta potty, there's really only one company to call, and that's R&R Sanitation. Whether it is a special event, a wedding, a family reunion, large events, or maybe even construction sites, did you know that most of the top construction firms in St. Louis use R&R Sanitation? Because they're the best. They're bigger. They're 40% larger, which makes for a cleaner toilet longer. They also service on a much more frequent basis. In fact, R&R Sanitation has been so successful here in St. Louis, they are now working in Columbia, Jeff City, and Lake of the Ozarks because so many people have called for their service, they now have had to expand. So for all of your porta potty needs, call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And yes, they really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Hi, this is Scott Mosby, and you're listening to Design Time with Mosby Building Arts. I'm with Brian Yunt, an architect at Mosby Building Arts. People sometimes come without a vision, but they have these photos. Does everybody really have a vision, or is it kind of a secret?
I think that's part of our job as designers, is to draw the vision out of people. Some have a really clear vision of what they want, and some just really have a hard time articulating it. And that's one of the great things about the 3D software we use. It's almost a virtual reality, and it's actually heading in that direction. And we can show people what the design is going to look like, and they can sort of imagine themselves in the space. And we can change cabinet styles, paint colors, countertop colors right there in front of them. And it's pretty powerful, and they really appreciate it. And then they know what they're getting when they hand over that first check for the deposit for construction. There's a lot more peace of mind knowing what they're going to get on the back end.
Thanks for tuning into Design Time with Mosby Building Arts. Please visit callmosby.com to schedule your appointment today.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the taxpayer hotline today at 1-800-442-4840. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone. 1-800-442-4840. You'll speak with qualified professionals who will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. And they'll deal directly with the IRS on your behalf so you don't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or are already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. New IRS settlement policies have opened the doors for a fresh start. But hurry, this won't last forever, and your tax problem will only get worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It makes a big difference in who you call. So call the taxpayer hotline today for free information. 1-800-442-4840. 1-800-442-4840.
Vineyard Playhouse, it's on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion.
I'm in my underwear. It's over it, but I'm in my underwear.
His partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
On the tech and and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
a stain that needs to be removed.
Oh, I've had those.
Yeah.
I've had those embarrassing stains. Haven't we all? Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 28th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Good Feet. That's a store. In fact, it's in a couple of stores in the St. Louis area and stores all over the country. They don't sell shoes. They sell relief. How do you spell relief? What was that product? How do you spell relief? Was it
Rolaids?
Rolaids. Well,
yes.
You can spell relief Good Feet if you're talking about relief from foot pain, knee pain, leg pain, back pain. They've been responsible for alleviating lots of pains like that. We'll talk more, but first. The control board is operated by Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it may be a smart idea to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Phoebe Jimenez. He's been very vocal today. He laughed a lot today. He's heard a lot of stuff he thought was funny. Good for you, Hebe. Good attitude. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, yeah.
And I just walked by Rat Boy. He had to make himself a note or something, and it had the word balls, and I couldn't read the word. What was the word in front of that?
Cheese.
Cheese balls, yeah.
Oh.
And I said, oh, yeah, because I said, that's what it looked like, and are you going to pick some of those at the store? He said, no, the doctor said I have those.
Oh.
Ooh, that does not sound good. Maybe from eating too much cheese, who's to say? It could work its way down there. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah. I don't like those cheese puffs.
Oh, no, I don't.
They trick you, and you take a big bite of them, and you think you're going to get a lot, and it just crunches in air.
Cotton candy.
Yeah. Like, they got air in them. They look like a big corn curl, but it's trickery.
They're good for little kids. Little kids like to eat those.
Yeah. If they could make them... Uh-oh, I just thought of another joke.
Oh, boy.
Another good one, too. If they could just make them where it wouldn't leave your hands looking like you're a cigarette nicotine addict. You got nicotine stains.
I know exactly what joke you're thinking of.
Yeah, hang on. I got to write this down. Hang on, just a second. Okay, got it. I'll be coming up maybe tomorrow. You never know. We are brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. Stores, meaning there are two. There's one in Illinois. There's one over on this side of the river on Olive, just west of 270. The people who go in there, I'm sure many of them with the attitude, well, this is not going to work. There's no way this could work, but I'll give it a try. And then many of those people walk out of there having purchased inserts, arch supports, that they cannot believe did what they do. And what they do is sometimes if you can just change the weight distribution and make it more even so that you're not putting so much weight on. Because, look, I don't know too many people who walk perfectly. Toes pointed forward. I point my toes outward. Some people lean over on the side of their feet. And what you're doing is you're putting pressure on a part of your foot that's not supposed to be responsible for taking that heavy load. It's supposed to be, distributed evenly. And what these arch supports do is they do that. They correct that little bit of whatever you're doing that is causing you to walk in a way that maybe people don't notice, but your body notices it. So your foot hurts or your knee or your leg. And I'll bet you that half the people that come out of there are astounded that the product works. They probably didn't think it was possible, but somebody just kept urging, oh, come on, you got to go there. And I'm hoping you'll be one of those people. I'm hoping that you'll go in and right there in the store when they put that perfect one in and you walk around and you can feel the difference right there. Give it a try. You don't need an appointment. You're not out anything if it doesn't work. For thousands of people, it has. Good Feet. Here's where the two stores are located in the St. Louis area. First, Olive, just west of 270. Catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays. And in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. Please be sure to tell them when you go in. at your AM in the PM, or you can visit goodfeetstlouis.com. All right. I don't know if Peon will relate to this, but I have a question I think Dan will. Growing up, when we'd watch Westerns especially, or certain types of thriller movies, it was pretty common for some guy to get in quicksand.
Oh, yeah.
And he just keeps sinking, and he's reaching out, help! And people trying to pull him out, and the quicksand just takes him under.
Yeah.
What happened to quicksand in movies?
I don't know.
We got to bring it back.
I don't know.
They need to bring it back. And is there such a thing as
quicksand? No, there isn't. I found out later.
Are you sure?
There's no such thing as quicksand.
That's too bad, because I liked it when the bad guy got caught in the quicksand, and he was up to his neck and up to his chin, and then he's gone.
It's like you can't get out of it.
And you can't pull them out.
You can't move or anything. Someone has to pull you out.
And it's like a suction. Yeah, you can't help the person. It's over. You're in quicksand.
Yeah, the quicksand in the movies doesn't exist.
It always ended with just a hand sticking out.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Too bad. That's some cool stuff.
Let's see here. People falling into quicksand or a similar substance is a trope of adventure fiction, notably in movies.
So it's not real.
So I think that means,
Dan was right.
It's very good.
That's too bad.
Mm.
I think it's too bad, because I think you should be able to take child molesters and people like that and just toss them in the quicksand and just sit there and watch them and applaud while they sink and have to suck in all that mush.
Since several episodes of Gilligan's Island involve the castaways nearly coming to grief in quicksand. And one episode, Thurston Howell the Third temporarily faked his own death by placing his hat on top of the quicksand.
Now, I wonder who dreamed up this quicksand thing, because it caught on. It was in lots of movies, like Tarzan type movies and Western movies. So
it is a real thing, though. I mean,
doesn't suck you in and pull you down.
Quicksand is a colloid hydrogel.
That's what I thought.
Consisting of fine granular materials such as sand, silt, or clay, and water.
Yeah.
So it forms
like wet concrete or cement.
Yeah, it forms in saturated loose sand when the sand is suddenly agitated. When water in the sand cannot escape, it creates a liquefied soil that loses strength and cannot support weight.
But it's exaggerated in
Yes.
Yeah, too bad. I was hoping that was real. All right, last night, went to Annie Gunn's for dinner. My wife had been gone for 5 days, so I picked her up at her mother's house.
Did you get some vitamins?
Oh, I loaded up on vitamins the whole time she was gone. And
you don't seem too worn out today, though.
No.
Well, I got the best vitamins you could get. That's why.
Oh, that's good.
Well, we go to Annie Gunn's, and When the waitress comes and goes, okay, tonight we have sea bass, and they go through this whole thing, and they have to memorize a different one every night. I don't know how they do that, but one of the things she mentioned was scallops, and then she said something. When she said it, I thought, I've heard about this my whole life, especially in the South. Collard greens.
Oh.
I don't even know what that is. Turnip greens, mustard greens, collard greens. It looks like seaweed or grass when it's wet and you pull it out from under the lawnmower. It kind of looks like that. They were fantastic. When I grew up, black people ate lots of collard greens. And I think maybe it was because the poor black people, it was cheap. You could grow it easily. It was just everywhere. But I've had turnip greens, I've had mustard greens, I've had spinach, and now I've had collard greens. Here's how good they were. Wow. I got a separate order to go, took them home, and had them for lunch today.
Wow.
But they were cooked in bacon. Oh, my goodness. They were good.
Well,
the way green beans should be cooked. That's how they do them at Annie Gunn's. So now I can say I've had collard greens. Tonight on CNBC, which I never watch, ever, but I might tonight, Jay Leno's Garage tonight. 9 o'clock. I believe it's 9 o'clock. 8 or 9 o'clock on CNBC. I like Jay Leno. I didn't like his show. I didn't like the Tonight Show. But I kind of like Jay Leno. I know it's fun. He knows a lot about these old cars. He does. He's
wearing his denim outfit.
Those denim shirts, man. He loves those blue shirts. This morning, this afternoon on the way in, I heard Jeff Carey, who was on the air, talking something about a blimp that went down at a golf tournament.
U.S. Open,
Okay. And then either he or the guest said, yeah, that pilot, I'll tell you, he rode that thing all the way to the ground. And I thought, well, what other choice did he have?
Yeah,
you jump,
gotta out.
Jump out of it and kill yourself. And I just thought, well, yeah, because when a blimp falls, it doesn't plummet like a rock.
Right.
And I don't know, they were trying to act like this guy was Sully Sullenberger or something. No, he rode it to the ground because that was the only option. He didn't have another one. Now, we talked yesterday about gun people and the people that embarrass the rest of us as gun owners. These people that want to show up, you know, with open carry and flaunting their rifles, and those people, that's not most of us, all right? Well, here's a situation where, and this is horrible to say this, but sometimes I hear a story like this, and I don't really feel bad for the dead person because you were stupid, and here's what happened. One of the problems with YouTube is, as a viewer, you get addicted to it. You can't stop watching it. One video leads to another video. The problem as the participant, the person on camera, is now we have a lot of younger people, millennials, who think they're going to become rich and famous on YouTube. So they're desperately trying to come up with something to put on YouTube that'll get a million hits.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I've thought about this. I've thought, what could I do to go? And nothing. I don't have a talent. My eyes don't bug out and pop out of my head. I can't twist myself into some pretzel. I don't have anything to do on YouTube. But here's a kid who was going to make a YouTube video, and he'd have his girlfriend help him. He was 22 years old. He's dead now, but he was 22. This happened up in Minnesota, and the sheriff's department gets a call about 6:30 last Monday night, shooting. They go there. They bring a medical helicopter. Too late. This kid's dead. Here's what happened. He's 22, his 19-year-old girlfriend. She's been charged with second-degree manslaughter. He told her they were going to make a YouTube video. He was going to hold a book up against his chest, and he wanted her to fire his handgun into the book. And he convinced her. He showed her another book he had shot into, and it didn't go all the way through. He said, I already know it doesn't go through the book. I'm going to hold this up to my chest. She fired a 50-caliber handgun. For those of you who don't know anything about calibers, this is one of the biggest, meanest. This is a gun. I have one of these. This is a gun you take grizzly bear hunting. In case you drop your rifle, you can pick up this gun and drop a grizzly bear. It's a massive bullet.
Mm.
So she is dumb enough to do it, and he's dead. Now,
maybe it was a thicker book than he used the first
time. Yeah, maybe he, first time around, he used the New York City
the Bible,
phone book.
And then second time around, he used a short story.
Yeah,
not the same. Holy cow. And does this make me sick? I'd kind of like to see the video of somebody that crazy.
Yeah, I don't
getting shot in the chest. Like,
it probably never made it to...
But his girlfriend said, she told the cops, he wanted to get famous on YouTube. Well, you know what, buddy? You're famous. Everybody knows. They don't know your name. Here, I'll give it to them. Let's see. Your name, Ruiz. What the heck? Hold on here. Pedro Ruiz. All right, Pedro.
Hmm.
Now you're kind of famous. We just mentioned your name, but you're dead. That's one of the problems with YouTube. Although, most of the people that do what they do, it's pretty innocent. They, you know, it's just goofy pranks. They might get hurt a little bit.
Right.
Seldom do you have somebody like that. And there's a guy who's written a book. This is a guy who wrote the book Flags of Our Fathers. His name is Ron Powers. He's a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. He's written a book called No One Cares About Crazy People. And this is serious. It's not funny. And I might have to take a look at this book because he makes some great points. That anytime anybody is labeled mentally disturbed or any kind of mental issue, people just assume you're just crazy, and you lose all kinds of rights and friends and previous. Certain people that won't, they treat you a different way because they think of any sort of help that you got for any mental issue, you're crazy. And they kind of lump everybody in the same crazy category. And it just sounds from reading about it that it might be something most of us should take a look at so that we get a better handle on what people go through who have somebody in their families who have a mental issue. So it's called, again, No One Cares About Crazy People. Ladies, get in here, please. Speaking of crazy, these crazy girls. Get in here, you crazy girls.
Nice.
Oh, man, this joke. Thank you. I can't remember the guy that emailed me about it, but he asked me if I remembered, and I went, you bet I remembered. I'll tell it. It's two guys who run into each other on the street, and each one has a black eye, and they stop and look at each other, similar black eyes, and the one guy says to the other, he says, hey, I'm sorry, man, I don't mean to stare, but you got a black eye. It looks fresh, just like, look here, I got a black eye. It's fresh. What's your story? He says, oh, my wife, she hit me, man. She got in a good... And the guy says, me too. My wife. I got this from my wife. What happened with you? He said, well, we were at the airport, and the girl behind the ticket counter had some really big boobs. Oh, my goodness, they were unbelievable. And I meant to pick up some tickets to go to Pittsburgh, and I'm staring at her chest, and next thing you know, I meant to say, I need two tickets to Pittsburgh, but I'm staring at her chest, and I ended up saying, I need two tickets to Pittsburgh, and then my wife socks me. I just misspoke. And the first guy says, me too. That's exactly what happened to me. We were sitting at the dinner table, and what I meant to say was, Pumpkin, would you please pass the pot roast? But it came out, you horrible, nagging bitch, you've ruined my life.
Meet me. We've had a couple of those, haven't we, Tim?
Yeah.
here's Tim Weiland with a look at traffic.
All right, Dan, we've got a couple more accidents. You've got one on westbound 364 past Harvester. The right lane is blocked. Another one at Manchester at Brayshire, which is a little east of Highway 141. Got some heavy traffic coming in on eastbound Highway 40 right now from Boone's Crossing up through Clarkson. It's going to be a little heavy again right at 170 to Big Bend. Westbound 40 drivers jamming up from Jefferson out through McCausland. You're a little bit slow. Timberlake Manor through Boone's Crossing. Again, you're going to be heavy 94 out through Winghaven, just in some pockets there. We do have stop-and-go traffic on eastbound Highway 270 from Missouri Bottom around the bend through Washington Elizabeth. A report of an accident, I haven't seen it on the cameras, but a report of an accident on northbound Highway 170 north of 70. You're backed up from Natural Bridge up through Airport Road, and southbound 170 stacks up between Olive down through Highway 40. Look at 44. It's slow from Kings Highway out through Shrewsbury. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. It is your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud. Use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
This guy knows Metro St. Louis traffic patterns with his eyes closed.
It's a mess.
He's Tim Weiland, the best in the business when it comes to letting you know where the trouble spots are.
Being born and raised in St. Louis, I did get to know the main highways really well. I got to learn the back roads, side roads, subdivision roads, and things like that. My job is to try to get you the quickest way around that, or to let you know, hey, they're going to have it cleared here soon, stay the course, or go around it. And my job is to try to get you there a little bit quicker, but safely.
Traffic reports when you need them, even in the middle of your workday. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
There's no better example of a business that has you covered from top to bottom than the Ceiling Center on the Rock Road. Think about it. They specialize in acoustic ceilings, drop ceilings, metal ceilings, and more. And it doesn't stop there. Your floor is covered too. Literally. Hardwood, tile, great carpet selections with names like Shaw, and so much more. The Ceiling Center is your one-stop shop from top to bottom. Their showroom has over 20 different tile selections. selections to choose from. Plenty of wood samples, carpets, swatches, and more. The Ceiling Center, locally owned and operated, and priced well below the big box stores. Good luck getting service after the sale from those giant places, too. The Ceiling Center prides itself on their extensive warranties. Ed and his staff want you back, so it does get done right the first time. The Ceiling Center, on the Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of 270, and online at theceilingcenter.com.
Is it time for new reading glasses? Go to readers.com. Readers.com has more than 700 styles to choose from, in powers ranging from 1.0 to 7.0. Readers.com also has readers you won't find in stores, like bifocals, sun readers, and computer readers. Choose from hundreds of fashionable styles and colors for under $20. Go to readers.com now and type in the coupon code DEAL at checkout, and you'll save up to 40% through this special offer. Order now, and we'll quickly deliver your readers right to your door. Plus, all of our readers are absolutely worry-free because they're backed by our 100% happiness guarantee. So save up to 40%, get convenient, fast delivery, and a 100% happiness guarantee. Go online to readers.com to find your perfect pair of reading glasses for under $20. But don't miss this special offer to save up to 40%. Go to readers.com now and enter the coupon code DEAL. Again, that's readers.com. Coupon code DEAL.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My air conditioner broke down.
Sorry, but your home insurance doesn't cover air conditioner breakdowns.
So, what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my air conditioner?
I'm afraid not.
But his air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus major components of 20 other home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-6096. Homeowners insurance can cover what might happen. But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Be sure with the Shield. American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-6096. That's 1-800-400-6096. 1-800-400-6096.
Spring, nature's way of celebrating, and Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center has the decorations. Whether you need flowers around the house or a complete landscape, Pasiglia's is the premier nursery in St. Louis, located at the corner of Clayton Road and Highway 109 in Wildwood. Exquisite premium quality plants found only at Pasiglia's. Beautiful flowers, colorful hanging baskets, and gorgeous pre-arranged planters everywhere you look. Trees, plants, and perennials in full bloom are absolutely stunning. The Pasiglia's family has been in business in St. Louis for more than 65 years. The professional, knowledgeable staff will help you through the colorful and beautifully maintained nursery that may make you believe you're strolling through the botanical gardens. Their landscape division provides exquisite, elegant, refined landscapes you can definitely picture around your home. Again, they are located at the corner of Clayton Road and Highway 109 in Wildwood. This family would love for you to join in on the spring celebration. Pasiglia.com. It's Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center. 636-458-9202. Open 7 days a week.
Hi, Mark Goldstein here for Edwards Carpet. For our last holiday sale, we put together a great offer that slashed our margins, and it was so successful that the volume more than made up for it. If you missed out last time, here's your second chance. From right now till Sunday, July 9th, we're having our Independence Day sale. First, you'll get our all-inclusive pricing that includes carpet, pad, installation, the take-up and haul-away of your old carpet, and the moving of your furniture, starting at just $2.99 a square foot. We're also offering special pricing on the newest thermal plastic-backed carpets and the newest waterproof floor. Then we make it even more affordable by giving you 12 months interest-free financing, and then you'll pay no tax. So long story short, super low, all-inclusive sale prices, 12 months interest-free money, and no tax. Even if you're just considering new flooring, this is the opportunity to take advantage of. Look for our ad in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch or visit us at edwardscarpet.com. And happy Independence Day to the greatest country on earth.
Come on down to Edwards Carpet Stores.
Message and data rates may apply.
Need a new filter for your refrigerator? Get it with Filters Fast. Can't find the filter you need at the big box stores? Get it with Filters Fast. Paying too much for brand name filters? Get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it with Filters Fast. Even better, find out how to get your first filter free with free shipping by texting CLEAR to 543-543. At Filters Fast, we're the nation's largest filter home delivery company with all the brand name filters. Plus, high-quality Filters Fast brand filters for a fraction of the price. Forget paying way too much for hard-to-find filters at the big box stores. Get the filter you need delivered to your door, saving you time and money with Filters Fast. Now that's a smart choice. And right now you can get your first filter free with free shipping. Find out how by texting CLEAR to 543-543. Text CLEAR to 543-543.
Hey, St. Louis, this is AJ Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us in a worldwide technology soccer park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Make your plans now and get your tickets as St. Louis FC will battle conference rivals, the Rochester Rhinos, on Wednesday, July 5th, presented by Regions Bank. Be a part of the action and excitement of professional soccer in St. Louis. It's time to pack the house at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park and Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blom with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
I say it's time to head to Southern California, but I don't. I'm just one person. I have to check with these guys. You want to go out to Southern California?
Sure.
Dan, you want to check with Mike Evans?
Yeah.
All right, well, they're all for it, so that's, we're going to do it. We're going to check in with Mike Evans, and that check-in that we do every day is brought to you by Annie Guns at a wonderful dinner last. That's scallops. I don't know what a scallop is, and I've never heard anybody say, hey, we're going fishing for scallops. Where are the scallop fishermen?
They come in a shell, I think.
Yeah, but still, I never hear of anybody going out to get scallops, but we have them, and they were good. Annie Guns has a next-door neighbor. It's a smokehouse market. Same great proprietor, same great quality. They're both east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse. Closed on Monday, and you do need absolutely reservations for dinner. It's a very popular place. Gift cards, always a good idea. Now, from Southern California, here we go. Mike Evans.
That's right. Oh.
How you doing?
I've had a hell of a freaking day.
Yeah, why?
Well, first of all, I got a bad implant that went bad on me.
Breast implant? A penile implant?
No, homie, you always think of something to eat, aren't you?
No, kind of implant.
Yeah, they have implants for your mouth, teeth implants.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, you know, I went to the dentist, and he looked, and he goes, oh, you know, no. We're going to have to drill that implant out of your mouth.
Oh, boy, I don't like the sound
so,
of that.
So, you know, there was something wrong with his equipment. They said I had to come back at...
That just gives you time to be...
11:30.
Give you time to work.
So then I go to the doctor and get a bloodletting on me. Had to have a bloodletting today.
What does that mean?
Took blood?
Yeah.
Well,
bloodletting.
For blood tests?
I said, throw the damn leeches on me, you bitches.
Oh.
I don't know what that means, bloodletting.
Just doing blood tests.
No, he didn't say blood test. He said bloodletting.
Bloodletting.
Sounds like
they
cut you out of
the blood out of your body.
Yeah, what do they do with it?
Well, apparently they test it for stuff.
Well, that's just, most of us just call
it. For cholesterol.
Well, most people may. I'm Mike Evans. I call it bloodletting.
Okay. Well, do you have anything bad?
Well, they just took it a couple hours ago, homie. They got to run tests on them. It takes a little time.
Are you doing like a Southern Butterfly McQueen, Gone with the Wind thing?
He's doing a
I've had a lot of wine.
Oh, but you can't tell it.
And then I went back to the dentist, and they drilled for almost an hour.
Oh.
They actually wore out a freaking drill, and I get another drill to keep drilling this thing out of my jaw.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
It's not funny, Dan.
Thank goodness you said that.
Come home to some good wine.
Oh, and I did. I found some really good wine. I went and bought another bottle. $17 and really good bottle of wine.
That's way up there.
I would love to have dinner tonight at Annie Gunn's.
Can you chew?
I can chew. They finally got it out, and they put a temporary in. The next Wednesday, I got to go in for what they call impressions for a new implant for drilling in my jowl.
Impressions? You sit in the chair, and they go, "You dirty rat." I did not have sex with that woman. And he said, "What are you doing?" Impressions.
Yeah.
That's the dentist. Thank you.
Then that's at 8 o'clock. I got to go into the dentist next Wednesday. Then at 10 o'clock, I got to go to the doctor to get the results on my bloodletting.
Your life is a mess.
Oh man! Yesterday I played golf though. Shot 73. Did I tell you that yesterday?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Parkwood, should I get off my report?
What?
Yes.
Should I get off my report?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I understood you. Yeah.
This is my third glass of wine. It's great wine.
Well, you can't tell because when you say things.
Stop. Front door.
When you say things like, I'm my report.
I'm my report.
He probably had some stuff at the dentist's office, too.
That's still in the system.
Yeah. They didn't put me out, but they did shoot me some Novocaine.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He goes, it's just a little pinch. A little pinch, hell, it hurts.
All right.
Stick of that needle down in my jowl.
Yeah. They shot you in your jowl, your butt? That's some dentist. Go ahead.
What are you talking about my ass for?
What are jowls? I guess that's your
jowl. Oh, jowls. Like, that's your...
Okay. Yeah.
Right. And why did you bring up my butt? I thought 2 weeks ago.
I don't use the word jowls.
Did you get that? Since your pictures of my colonoscopy, did you get them?
No, I don't want to get them.
You put them on your refrigerator.
All right, yeah, let's go. And what were you going to say about... Hollywood News or something?
Oh, Pockhorst question. What surprise little known nugget is on Bruce Willis's bio? Did he have a top five record? Did he knock out a real boxing champion? Was he a volunteer LAPD cop during the Watts riots? Or did he write a book of poetry? Bruce Willis. TV News, Alec Baldwin will return to Saturday Night Live as President Trump. He's been getting scaled for it, but because it is so popular, he's now being paid $300,000 per show.
Oh, whoa.
My goodness.
Now, his segment's about 3 minutes, so that means $100,000 a minute or $6 million an hour.
Wow. Maybe say at the same time.
I know.
Wow. The reviews of Megyn Kelly's latest show Sunday have been called horrible, hideous, brutal, unwatchable, sad, and boring.
Mm.
Remember, she's pulling down $17 million a year's salary from NBC. Think NBC's having second thoughts on that?
Well, it doesn't matter. She's going to get her money, and that's the way these people are. And good for them, man. I want that gig. Not working out. Here's your money.
Odds and ends, odd friendships. I thought these were kind of interesting. First, best friends, liberal. Tom Brokaw.
What? That's
ding, Tom Brokaw.
That sounds just like him.
Tom Brokaw, very conservative, very liberal. Best friends with New England Patriot owner Robert Kraft.
Very conservative.
Also best friends, Woody Allen and Geraldo Rivera.
Okay.
They also live in the same building in New York.
All right.
Sports, shorts. You want to feel old? 21-year-old Los Angeles Dodgers super rookie Cody Bellinger leads the league in home runs. Was asked, what's it like to sort of be like, baseball's answer to Jerry Seinfeld? Cody said, quote, who the hell's Jerry Seinfeld?
Whoa.
21 years old, I had no idea. Biggest crybaby in sports history? Cross-dressing. Makeup wearing. Phony. Oscar De La Hoya telling people, don't buy the McGregor-Floyd Mayweather pay-per-view. Well, the reason he's doing that is because his Golden Boy Paul Promotions didn't get a piece of the action. Did you see those pictures of that prostitute took of Oscar De La Hoya wearing fishnet underwear and hose and
makeup and a wig? No, I don't think I did.
Did you see those pictures?
No, and I'm fine, but not seeing them.
Oh, did anybody in the studio?
Yeah, I saw them.
was that unbelievable?
Yes.
Actually, a pretty good looking guy, a woman.
Easy,
for a guy.
Mike. Easy. Right? You've had a couple of drinks, Mike. Easy. Easy.
You could
easily turn.
You can't drink that Purdy.
You could easily become a switch hitter when you're drinking. Be careful. And finally.
No, I got to post the headline. Over the picture of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau looking a little stoned, I might add. The story that Canada is about to legalize recreational marijuana. However.
And there's always a however.
There's a huge shortage of marijuana in Canada. New York Post headline screams, blunt truth. Canada faces dearth of dope.
For those who don't know, blunt, that's a marijana term. Yeah. I think.
And finally.
Oh, here we go.
No.
Here.
Okay, I thought we had more time.
No, we don't.
I got 52. Why are you cutting me short?
We don't have more time.
Well, I mean, this is the highlight of a lot of people's day of driving home.
Oh, no, we still have.
You got that right.
What surprise little known nugget is on Bruce Willis's bio? Did he have a top five record? Did he knock out a real boxing champion? Was he a volunteer of the LAPD during the watch riots? Or has he written a book of poetry? Bruce Willis.
I'll go record.
Poetry.
Well, I don't think you can be a volunteer cop in a situation like that. They're not going to allow that. Too much liability. So I'm going to go knocked out the guy.
1987, Bruce Willis had a number five single nationwide called Respect Yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
I could go on all day. I've had enough to drink. I've had Novocaine. Mm-hmm. I feel like, doing a long report.
Yeah, we sure wish you could.
Stuff going on with our family. Interesting stuff.
We sure wish we had time to hear all that. Why don't you just say goodbye, and that's it.
Goodbye, and that's it.
There you go. Okay, there you go. What a baby. What a baby.
Wow.
Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Guns, right next door is the Smokehouse Market. And the gift cards are always a good idea. They're in Chesterfield Valley. I think I can get this and be able to still come back and say goodbye and remind everybody to thank a police officer. We'll see. Gateway Lock and Security. I was by there today. They're over in, like, Wildwood, but it doesn't matter where they are because you're probably never going to go to their office. They're going to come to you. And they're going to come to those of you who actually understand the difference between being vulnerable and having no security, no sense of security, and the feeling of absolute security, knowing that the surveillance cameras that you had put in correctly, not the one you tried to do by yourself, but the ones put in correctly, are more than just a way to capture the image of bad people. I think bigger than that, it's a way to keep them from ever doing what they do that's so bad at your business or your home. Because only an idiot would look up and see this properly, video surveillance courtesy of Gateway Lock Security. They're not about to do anything there because they know they're already nabbed just when they looked up at the camera. It already got you. Anything you do after that, you're stupid. You should move on. The camera should then just see you moving on. And that is, I'm sure, what happens more than anybody realizes. People will never be able to track or tabulate all the bad things that didn't happen because somebody was smart enough to put in surveillance cameras. Cameras are a great idea, but you got to have them done right. Most of us cannot do this ourselves. You go to Costco or Sam's and get those cameras. It looks, and they, assembles in just minutes. No, do it right. Gateway Lock and Security. You want to know more? You want to see what they do? Go to gatewaylockandsecurity.com.
Meep, meep.
It's time for a final check on traffic. Here is Tim Weiland.
Well, things are not really dying down all that much. We have a new accident on eastbound Highway 94, just east of Highway 40 at South Breeze. It looks like people are just getting by in the left shoulder, and we're getting a backup near Highway 40. They're still working with the accident in Manchester at Brayshire. That's east of Highway 141. Eastbound Highway 270 is still stacking up from McDonald. Now, that goes in slow pockets all the way out through 367. Westbound 40, I will say that's getting a little bit better. You're slowing now from Boyle out through McCausland. Northbound 170 is just a little heavy between 70 and Airport Road. We have southbound 170 from Del Mar down through Highway 40. Southbound 270, it's stop and go now from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples is your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
KTRS text line users are well connected and totally up on what's happening. Non-KTRS text line users are, well, they're not. They're kind of in the dark about things. Come out of the dark, grab your phone, and text KTRS to 84126 to get the latest news updates, to get the latest sports updates. And of course, you can text your questions, comments, and try to win some really neat stuff. The KTRS text line. Your connection to us and our connection to you. On the Big 550 KTRS. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Santana. At the fabulous Fox Theater for one night only, Wednesday, July 12th. And this is your chance to win a pair of tickets. How do you win? Register online at KTRS.com or text Santana to 84126. Do it now, and it could be you and a friend at the fabulous Fox Theater to see Santana. Wednesday, July 12th from the Big 550 KTRS. You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with traffic updates from the best in the business. Tim Weiland to get you home.
My job is to get you from point A to point B with the least amount of hassle and the safest way possible.
Weekday mornings, wake up to McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. You'll get the latest from ABC News, the award-winning KTRS News Department, weather from Fox 2, and the latest traffic updates from the hardest-working traffic guy in radio. Yep, you guessed it, Tim Weiland. Traffic reports when you need them. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
A good night's sleep starts with the right pillow. That's where MyPillow comes in. And now for a limited time, just go to MyPillow.com, click the Radio Listener Special tab, and use promo code SKY to get two premium king or queen pillows and two additional go-anywhere travel pillows, all for 50% off and free shipping. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SKY, or call 1-800-635-1825. 1-800-635-1825.
The Big 550.
KTRS. St. Louis. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Mandatory water conservation, no lawn watering in the dead of summer. Day 3 of this in Wentzville. How much longer?
You soon won't be able to get lucky in Illinois. Now lottery payouts are becoming the latest consequence of the state's ongoing budget crisis.
Ahead of the 4th of July fireworks, one company has issued a recall for your safety where these fireworks were sold tonight at 6.
First on Fox, a stolen car, a man shot, and a home invasion, all a part of a scary night in North County.
Police are looking for as many as four suspects. Fox 2's Rocky is live in Hazelwood, where they have one man behind bars. Rocky?
Well, the brave victims I talked with in this case want to remain anonymous for obvious reasons. Now, this incident...